It's Friday, November 18th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. What has the election of Donald Trump meant to the church? The Worldview put that question to Alan Parker, president of the Justice Foundation, based in San Antonio, Texas.
I believe the election of Donald Trump is a reprieve for the church in America. Because of our 4 great sins as a nation, we may be very close to national destruction, and I think God has allowed us more time to repent. We've got to repent of the sin of forsaking God and of shedding innocent blood, of sexual immorality and greed on a mass scale. With the selection of the right Supreme Court justices and a change in the church attitude in America, we might be able to see a revival and a healing of our land.
Parker explained to The Worldview what is amiss in the American church today.
Jesus said, if you're not salt and light, then you're only fit to be trampled underfoot. And we're seeing the trampling underfoot of the church because we haven't been salt and light. We have to be courageous and bold. One of the reasons Donald Trump was elected, because people want to see courageous boldness. We need more of that in the church for truth and righteousness. We need to be bold witnesses in the culture. We need to exercise the religious liberty we have, or we're going to lose it all. We don't speak out about the cause of Christ. We need I'm not ashamed to be a Christian. Of course I believe in God. Only a fool thinks there's no God, as the Bible says, and as the evidence from creation shows. So we need to be bolder witnesses for Jesus Christ, speaking the truth in love and not being intimidated.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito voiced his concern over the accelerated attacks on the constitutional freedoms during a speech he gave at the Federalist Society's National 2016 Lawyers Convention. He noted that the past few years have demonstrated that religious liberty is in, quote, greater danger today, unquote, than ever before. Hundreds of protesters and supporters gathered around the Washington Supreme Court this week as the High Court heard the appeal for the Christian florist, Baron L. Stutzman. The Washington florist is protesting a fine of $1,001 for her refusal to support a homosexual wedding. Kristen Wagoner from Alliance Defending Freedom is optimistic about the outcome of the case. She said, quote, the court seemed very interested in our argument about free expression, that Baron L. creates artistic expression every time she does a custom floral arrangement, unquote. Some in the crowd outside the courthouse held signs that read, I stand with Baron L.
Our government was formed to be freedom's greatest protector, not its greatest threat. We are here today because the state of Washington and the ACLU are coming after Baron L. Stutzman's freedom and literally everything she owns.
Rumors continue on President-elect Trump's prospective appointments for the cabinet. Senator Ted Cruz has been considered for Attorney General, Mitt Romney or Rudy Giuliani for Secretary of State, Senator Jeff Sessions for Secretary of Defense, and Sarah Palin for Secretary of the Interior. Are American college kids going crazy? America's most prestigious universities are using preschool materials and methods to coddle students who are having a hard time coping with the outcome of the presidential election last week. Universities like Cornell, the University of Pennsylvania, and the University of Michigan Law School are using teddy bears, Play-Doh, coloring books, puppies, and kittens to comfort the more fragile of the academic community, according to a report from Fox News. The Center for Collegiate Mental Health reports that the demand for psychiatric care on college campuses has increased 500% in 10 years. Romans 1 says, and since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. Orphanages in the Ukraine are shutting down as more children are being adopted. Christian Today reports that Ukrainian families are opening their homes to the orphans. The movement, Ukraine Without Orphanages, says it's not interested in, quote, raising sponsorship, training choirs, or starting educational programs, unquote. For every homeless child, they are looking for a safe and loving forever family. Many of the adopting families don't have much money. They want to do radical things for God. Republicans want to continue the investigation into Planned Parenthood's sale of baby body parts. The House Committee on Administration approved a proposition on Wednesday to spend $800,000 on the investigation. CNS News reports that there were 7,000 manufacturing jobs lost in October, but that's okay. The government added 19,000 jobs. There are now almost twice as many government employees as there are manufacturing employees in America. Proverbs 28:2 says, "When a country is rebellious, it has many rulers, but a ruler with discernment and knowledge maintains order." Wildfires are sweeping across southern states. So far, 100,000 acres have been consumed in North Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory has declared a state of emergency, but no call for prayer and fasting. Psalm 135, 6-7 says, "The Lord does whatever pleases him in the heavens and on the earth, in the seas and all their depths. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses." The A&E Channel says the 11th season for Duck Dynasty will be its last. The bearded, zany Christian family from Louisiana has entertained fans for 11 years, with ratings hitting as high as 10 million at points. Recent ratings are averaging around 1.5 million viewers. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, November 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.